Maybe the last time that you ever see me up here. So, yeah, I expect to get a phone call or a text going, "You let him out a little early this morning, didn't you?" Yeah, so we'll be in John chapter 11. If you want to go ahead and open your Bibles, John chapter 11. This morning we were looking at Mary as she sat at the feet of Jesus, how she was listening to him teach while Martha was preparing, trying to get everything ready for this meal for Jesus and his disciples. But we noticed how it was Mary that was sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening as he taught. Tonight, we will look at the second and really the third times that we see Mary mentioned. Like I said this morning, she's only mentioned three times. She speaks only once. But what Mary learned while she was sitting at the feet of Jesus is she learns that as you sit and you listen and you commune with the Lord, if you just let him talk to you, then when the crisis begins to come your way, you allow him then to lead you through. Let's open with prayer and we'll get started. Dear Lord, we do thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to be here. Lord, we ask that you would just bless us tonight as we look into your word. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. The second time we see Mary is in John chapter 11. So open your Bibles, John chapter 11. Let's look at verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Now Lazarus here, we're told, Lazarus is sick. He is really sick. He is sick unto death. Look at verse 3. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he got up immediately and went to Bethany. No, he abode there. He abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Now, that when we read that, it's like, well, that's a little unusual. Jesus, the Bible tells us that Jesus loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus, but when he gets a message that says, hey, Lazarus is really, really sick, you would have thought he would have gotten up and immediately went to Bethany. Where Jesus is and where Lazarus and Mary and Martha live are a grand total of 2 miles away. It's 2 miles from where Jesus is to the town of Lazarus and Mary and Martha. So you would have thought if the Bible tells us he loved these three people, then as soon as he gets the message, you would have thought that Jesus would immediately get up and go to see and heal Lazarus. Martha and Mary sent for Jesus. Like I said, he's in Jerusalem. He's only 2 miles away. He can be there quickly. So the messengers came to Jesus and said, Lord, Lazarus is sick. He may die. And Jesus didn't come. Ever been there? Lord, where are you? I know you're there. I know you love me, but where are you? I need you now. And then there's no answer. You wait, you cry out to the Lord, but there's no answer. And now Lazarus is dead. As a matter of fact, he's been dead for 4 days. Imagine the agony of knowing that Christ is a couple of miles away. He's within walking distance. You can almost shout that far. He's a couple of miles away, and he doesn't come. But tonight, we're going to look at the response of someone who spent time at Jesus' feet. Look over John chapter 11, look at verse 19. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. So Martha, as soon as she hears that Jesus is on his way, he's close, Martha gets up and jumps up and she runs out and she intercepts him. She meets him on the road. As soon as she heard that Christ was headed their way, she didn't wait. She jumped up, ran out to meet him, and said, Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died. He's gone, Lord. Lazarus is dead. She acknowledges that Jesus had the power to heal Lazarus. But then she offers her own solution to the problem. She meets Jesus on the road and says, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. However, I have a solution. There's a way that you could fix all this. Look at verse 22. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. You know, Martha goes out and meets him, said, Lord, if you'd have been here, our brother would not have died. And Jesus, he looks at Martha and he tries to comfort her. He says, Your brother shall rise again. I'm the resurrection and the life. Well, Martha responds, You know, I know, Lord. I know that in the end, he will resurrect. But I'm not talking about the end of the times. I'm not talking about the end of times. Lord, I'm hurting right now. My heart is broken now. I'm talking about now. And so she runs out. She meets Jesus before he even gets to the town. And she says, if you had been here, he wouldn't have died. I need you to do something right now. Then Martha turns and leaves, and she went to find Mary. And she finds Mary and says, Jesus is looking for you. Now, if you stop and think about that, that's special. God himself is looking for Mary. Yeah, Martha turns and goes, hey, Mary, Jesus is looking for you. Jesus, he's asking for you. He's looking for you. Note verse 29 of chapter 11. Verse 29, as soon as she heard that, talking about Mary, as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Verse 30. Now Jesus was not yet come into town. He's still lingering. He's not there yet. That 2 miles, he slowed down a little bit. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. He is still lingering. He is still not there yet. He is at the place where Martha met him. But what was the difference in the two women? Martha heard Jesus is almost here. She gets up and goes to meet him. She gets up and goes to meet him with, you know, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Mary waits until Jesus calls for her. And then she gets up and she says almost the same thing. She's going to speak almost the exact same words. We'll look at that in a minute. Here, all of these Jews were around Mary when Martha comes in, and they see Martha whisper something to Mary. They have no idea what it is, but they notice that Mary gets up and gets ready to leave. Verse 31, it says, the Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. They assume she's going to the tomb, so they begin to follow her. But instead of going to the tomb, she goes to the feet of Jesus. Look at verse 32. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Sounds like the exact same thing Martha said. The difference is Martha said it and then offered her idea of a solution. This is what I want you to do. Mary says almost the exact same thing. These are the only recorded words. She's in grief. She's in pain. She's hurting. You know, they had sent for Jesus when there was time to fix it. Lazarus was only sick, but Jesus didn't come. Now he's dead. He's been dead for 4 days. And now, after he's been dead for 4 days, now Jesus shows up. People who don't sit at the feet of Jesus get angry. Where have you been? They were mad at God. Where have you been? Why weren't you here? Why didn't you answer when you were called? Why didn't you answer my prayer? I called on you, I cried out to you, and you didn't answer me. Or like Martha, you know, you didn't show up when you needed to show up. Lazarus is dead, and here's the way I want you to fix it. But Mary has been at his feet. There's no anger. She's not mad. She's not offering a solution that will please her. See, the crisis hit, and God didn't answer her prayer in the way that she wanted it answered. And she accepted that. When the crisis hit, Lazarus died. The crisis was painful. It hurt. But when Jesus gets to the town, she says, Lord, I wish you had been here. If you had, he would not have died. Notice how she words her statement. Lord, you're in control of this crisis. If you had been here, he would not have died. But you are still in control. It's okay. I accept your decision. She's been at his feet. She's heard him teach. And so when the crisis hit, it didn't go the way that Mary wanted it to go. But she acknowledges Jesus is in charge. He's in full control, and she accepts his decision. You don't get that spirit unless you spend time at his feet. When a crisis comes, you pray. You cry out, but you don't get your prayers answered in the way you want. You know, Mary says, Lord, if you'd been here, you wouldn't have died. But you're in control of this situation. Whatever you choose is okay with me. When we go through that crisis, we cry out to God. We don't get our prayers answered how we want. But why? It could be that he has a better plan. Look at John chapter 11. Look back at verse 4. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that he said, saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and thou goest thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, But they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. And at that point, you could almost see Jesus roll his eyes. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. So here's the situation. Jesus told his disciples earlier, you know, we're going to go and see Lazarus. Lazarus is sick. We're going to go see him. Now, when he tells them that, you know, some of the disciples say, Lord, you know, the last time we were in Bethany, if you remember, we had to run. We had to flee for our lives. The Jews there wanted to stone you. Thomas especially reminds Jesus that on the last visit, you know, things hadn't gone real well. And he says, Lord, why are we going back? Why do we need to go back to that town? And when Jesus answers and he says to them, Lazarus is dead, so he got to go. I'm sure some of them looked and like, I don't understand. You know, Thomas says, if he's dead, why do you need to go? What's the point? If he's already dead, there's really no point of you going and putting your life in danger. But Jesus says, hey, we're going. That was the end of the discussion. So Thomas gave in and said, okay, we will go and we will die with you. We're all going to die together. So Thomas here, he expects that when the disciples and Jesus get back to Bethany, the Jews will be waiting and they will be successful this time. Now, not to be too hard on Thomas, but here is a man walking beside Jesus every single day. But it appears that he may not have been listening at the feet of Jesus quite as closely as Mary had been. Because if he had, he would have, like Mary says, hey, you know what, Lord? You're in control. You're in control of the whole situation. You're in control, and it will all work out to your glory. So Jesus told his disciples to go, and so here they come. And then we hear Mary's words, you know, if you had only been here. Look at verse 33. Of chapter 11. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and he was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Now, look at the reaction of Jesus. As he walks in, now he knows what's fixing to happen. He knows what he's about to do. But he walks in, he sees the pain. He sees the hurt. He sees people that he cares so much about, and they're hurting, they're weeping, they're grieving. And Jesus looks at them, and you see his love that he has for these people. Yeah, and you have to acknowledge he really does care about these people. And when we go through a crisis, especially, he really does care about us. But when we look at the crisis, we go, he doesn't care. Now, Mary and Martha could have both looked at Jesus and go, why are you weeping? You know, you could have stopped this. You could have prevented this, but you decided to wait. When we go through a crisis and we call out to God, we come to the conclusion, well, Jesus just doesn't care about me because he didn't answer my prayer my way. And so we quickly reach the conclusion, Jesus just don't care. He don't care what's going on in my life. But if you spend time at his feet, you will see his tears. John 11, 35, it's the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. There's a lot of commentaries on this verse. Well, didn't Jesus know what he was about to do? Well, of course he did. He knew what he was going to do before he ever left Jerusalem. He knew that Lazarus was dead. He knew that as soon as he got to Bethany, he was going to call Lazarus back. So you have to ask yourself, well, why didn't he tell Mary? Yeah, why didn't he say, hey, Mary, stick close. You've got something to see. Just stay close by. Watch me. Maybe it was the agony that Mary and the others were going through that moved him to tears. The Bible tells us, though, he wept. He looked at their hurt. He looked at their suffering. He looked at their agony, and his heart broke for them to the point that it brought him to tears. But you know what the response of many of us would be who were in the same situation? Martha would come to Mary. Hey, Mary, Lord's here. Well, he's late. Yeah, I'm staying in my room. I'm angry. I'm not leaving my room. I'm staying right here. You know, if Mary had said, I'm staying right here, you know what? She would have missed the event with Lazarus. She could have reacted and said, well, Jesus doesn't care about me. Or he would have been here when we sent him the message. If she had had that attitude, she would have missed the miracle of Lazarus being called back from the dead. God is in control in this crisis. But God is in control of every crisis. But we must let him direct us. We go, Lord, we know you're in control. But here's how we want you to control it. Yeah, we know you're in control, but this is what we want you to do. But when we go through the crisis, we have to acknowledge, Jesus, you're in control. And we have to let him direct us rather than the other way around. And most often, it's the other way around. We want to tell Jesus, here's how I want you to fix this problem. And it may be that we're not in a crisis right now. It may be that you just feel alone. There's a hole in your heart. You cry out to God, Lord, where are you? Have you forgotten me? He hasn't. He cares for you. He weeps for you. But we won't understand that unless we're willing to get at his feet. Yeah, and it's during this crisis that Satan creeps in and he begins to tell us, hey, Jesus doesn't care. He wouldn't let this happen if he really cared about you. Yeah, he wouldn't have let Lazarus die if he really cared about you. But not Mary. That's not her reaction. She simply falls at his feet. When he calls for her, she goes out to see him. She falls at his feet and she acknowledges, Lord, you're in control. And at that point, Jesus does his miracle. When there was no hope, Lazarus is dead. Martha said, Lord, he stinketh. He's been dead for 4 days. At his feet, Mary let it go, and Jesus worked his miracle. The last time we see Mary then is in John chapter 12. We see Mary once more at the feet of Jesus. Verse 1, then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. So it was 6 days before Passover. It's only a few days before the crucifixion. Verse 2, there they made him a supper, and Martha served. Is that a surprise to anybody? Martha's still doing her same thing. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Martha serving, Lazarus is at the table. Where's Mary? Verse 3. Then took Mary a pound of ointment, of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. You know, Mary takes this pound of spikenard and pours it on his feet. This pound of spikenard, this ointment, is her most valuable possession. It is very expensive. But the Bible tells us she came in, went to the feet of Jesus, broke it open, and poured this ointment on his feet. And then she wiped it with her hair. But don't miss this. According to 1 Corinthians, a woman's glory was her hair. So she took her glory and she began to wipe his feet with her hair. She poured it all out. She didn't keep any of it back. You know, maybe I should keep back a teaspoon. Maybe I'll pour out half a pound. You know, we need to save some for me. You know, we don't want to pour it all out at Jesus' feet. But you're missing it if you hold some of it back. We need to get at his feet, and at his feet we learn to let go. Your most valuable possession you take and lay at the feet of Jesus. Mary understood this. Mary understood that he was getting ready to pay the ultimate price. Mary knew that what he was about to do would cost him everything. A lot of times, we want it to cost us nothing. You know, we'll follow Jesus, but this is mine. We'll serve the Lord, but hey, I worked hard for this. You know, I'm not giving all of this up. Mary took it all and poured it on the feet of Jesus. You know, God said to Abraham, I want your son. Abraham said, Lord, I don't understand, but he's yours. Abraham knew God's promise. Abraham had been at the feet of Jesus. Put it on the line for Christ. Let him have it. Give it up. And then receive the blessing. Well, what happened then when Mary poured the ointment on the feet of Jesus? Well, the Bible tells us a sweet-smelling savor filled the room. Others began to take notice what Mary had done. She was giving her best at his feet. And then she found her blessing. Mark 14:9 says that everywhere the gospel is preached, this shall be her memorial. This should be Mary's memorial, that she was at the feet of Jesus and she took her most valuable possession and poured it out on his feet. It's you know, the fact that she did this is why we're talking about her today. She was found at his feet. Mary is often misunderstood. Martha wanted her to help in the kitchen. You know, Lord, make her help me. The disciples and Judas misunderstood. You know, they criticized Mary. Well, she could have taken that. That was very expensive. She could have taken that ointment and sold it and gave the money to the poor. The Jews thought, hey, Mary's headed to the tomb. Mary's headed to the tomb to mourn. We should go with her. Always misunderstood, but still at his feet. Now, it's interesting. A few chapters later, one place you don't see Mary that you would expect maybe to find her is at the tomb with the women on the third day. The Bible tells us many women were there, but it's interesting Mary's not there. You wonder why. Why this is a big event. Why would Mary not be there? Well, maybe she was counting the days. Maybe she remembered while she was sitting at his feet. He said something about 3 days. In 3 days, he was coming back. And Mary's been counting. Day one, day two, day three. He's coming back. She had listened. She had heard him say 3 days. This is Mary's memorial. What will be yours? We are missing it if we're not at his feet. Because only there can we glorify him as he wants us to. It would be at his feet that Mary is able to glorify him, to honor him by pouring out this ointment and then taking her hair and rubbing it into his feet. Are you at his feet? We need to be. Where do you spend your time? What are you holding back and refusing to give up? No, Lord, I can't give you this. I would you take anything else, but this is my most prized possession. What are you holding back from the Lord? Do we want his blessings, or are we just too busy? Are you spending time at the feet of Jesus? Let's stand. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we do ask that you would help us, Lord, as we read this account in the life of Mary, Lord. We just ask that you would help us to be willing to come to your feet, Lord, and just to spend time with you. And Lord, help us to be willing to lay everything that we have at your feet. Lord, help us to not hold anything back. Help us to realize that there is nothing that we have that you didn't give us. And Lord, help us not to hold anything back from you. Help us to not miss out on the blessings that you have for us because we're unwilling to surrender something to you. Lord, may we remember this account in the life of Mary, Lord, and realize that the only way that we can honor you in the way that we should honor you is if we hold nothing back. Lord, we ask that you would help us to remember this lesson, Lord. Help us to remember this account in the life of Mary, Lord, so that when the crisis comes, we will acknowledge that you are in control and that however you choose to work out the crisis, we're good with that. Lord, help us to surrender everything we have to you. For it's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. And you are dismissed, and I am going to be in so much trouble.